Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, July 21st. Happy Missions Monday. This week, our mission partner is Sowing Seeds of Hope, an organization that seeks to promote positive, collaborative community development that improves the lives of the residents in Alabama's Black Belt. They work to improve health and housing and resources. And if you want more information, you can contact Miss Jo Wills, who goes down several times a year to support this ministry. Our memory passage this week comes from Matthew's Gospel, and Mark preached on this passage yesterday. It's Matthew chapter 13, verse 29. "No," Jesus answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them." Our first passage in our walk through the Gospel of Luke is Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 19. Luke is covering a lot of different ideas here: false teaching and forgiveness and service in the kingdom. And then finally, we'll end our reading today with the healing of 10 lepers and the Samaritan's faith. This is from the New American Standard Version. "Now he said to his disciples, 'It is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to one through whom they come. It is better for him if a millstone is hung around his neck and he is thrown into the sea, than that he may cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times a day and returns to you 7 times, saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." But the Lord said, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to the mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Now, which of you, having a slave plowing or tending sheep, will say to him after he comes in from the field, 'Come immediately and recline at the table to eat'? On the contrary, will he not say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourself and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you may eat and drink'? He does not thank the slave because he did the things which were commanded, does he? So you too, when you do all the things which were commanded, you say, 'We are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done.'" While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 men with leprosy who stood at a distance met him. And they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. But Jesus responded and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." We read a lot there, so I just want to walk back through it and remind you of a couple of things. First, Jesus warns the disciples that there are going to be stumbling blocks to the faith. And sometimes the tempters come from within the community of faith. And then he says that it's better if a millstone were hung around the neck of the person who is causing another to sin. Then he goes into the importance of being mutually accountable. He says, if your brother sins, you need to tell him. But also, when he repents, what do we need to do immediately? We need to forgive. And then if the brother sins against us, how many times a day? 7 times a day. We still need to extend that hand of forgiveness. The third topic in this passage is about faith. And the apostles are asking the Lord, increase our faith. But the Lord says it's not about the quantity of your faith. If you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, so a very tiny bit of faith, but it was genuine faith, if you truly rely on the Lord, then you might see really great things happen. And he even describes one really great thing that could happen that's so out of this world. The mulberry tree be uprooted and planted in the sea. We know there's no tree in the sea. But Jesus says, if you have faith, God, and you trust in God, he will do amazing things. And then finally, he reminds us of our position before God. Yes, we are God's children and we can come into his presence and we don't have to be afraid, but we are also his servants. So there is a certain sense of reverence that we are coming before the King Most High. Okay, I don't have time to talk about that in detail, but the psalm for today connects with this because it is a psalm about the Lord reigning. And we're only going to read a few verses. But as I read, I want you to think about how God's reign is depicted in Psalm 9, verses 7 and 8. Starting in verse 7. But the Lord sits as king forever. He has established his throne for judgment, and he will judge the world in righteousness. He will execute judgment for the peoples fairly. Earlier in the psalm, it talks about the enemies of God turning back and stumbling, but here in verse 7, we're reminded that the Lord sits firmly forever as king. His throne is established and it is forever. And he doesn't judge the world in bias or in selfishness. Rather, he judges the world in righteousness and he executes judgment for the people fairly. And so we celebrate the fact that God reigns and we can have security in the fact that he reigns and that our Lord and Master is a good and righteous judge. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Would you pray with me? Father, we just want to pray back through your word. Help us not to tempt others to despair. Help us to encourage others in their faith. Help us to not be easily offended. And when we are sinned against, Lord, help us to extend forgiveness quickly. Lord, help us not to worry about the quantity of our faith, but more about the genuineness of it. Lord, we just want to confess, we do believe. Help our unbelieving moments, those moments where it's hard to understand. We pray, Lord, in faith that you would do miraculous things in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Help us to properly orient ourselves to your kingdom and to remember that it is our duty to serve you and that we are called to do your will and to be obedient and not to expect because we were obedient that we're going to have an easy life. Lord, help us to be like the Samaritan who came back with grateful praise for what you've done for us. We just want to take a few minutes to think about all the wonderful provisions that you have given for us. We recognize you as King Eternal. You are seated on the throne of judgment forever, and you judge with righteousness and equity. And for that, you are praised. We pray alongside our partner in ministry, Sowing Seeds of Hope. We ask for the hope of the gospel to reign in the lives of those who are impacted by this ministry. We thank you, Lord, that your mercies are new every morning. We ask, Lord, that you would bring good news and that those who hope in you will not falter. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.